Anyway, welcome to the Sydney Property Muppets podcast. My name is Kurt Lawther. I'm the real estate agent, and with me forever is
Chris Clark, the buyer's agent.
So, Chris, guess what?
What?
You had a story.
Oh, well, that means you're going to waft on, and I'm going to cut you off. Really smooth as silk here.
I went to be like, yeah, guess what? And then
Let me take over the episode. Right. I was listening to another podcast, The Property Trio.
Yep.
Listen to that. And Kate Bacos, a buyer's agent in Melbourne, had this theory around auctions in this week's episode they talked through. And I want to break down what the theory of that in Melbourne is, or what it was last year. And also then I'm going to give you my understanding or my feel of what it is in Sydney.
So there's different theories and rules amongst buyer's agents?
Yeah, this is the tip she gave, which I thought was quite interesting. So she said for last year, so 2024, when auction were happening and she was going to go for it, she'd talk to the agent and say, how many people are going to be there? And she had a rule of two. So if they said there were going to be five, she would take two off. There'd be three. The market in Melbourne was quite flat last year. So there's this theory. If the agent is going to be five, only two turned up. And she didn't think the agent was actually lying. It actually just was more that people got so nervous, they just didn't turn up, even though they intended to. They told the agent
they're going to. That's another story for another episode.
Correct. And then she said, this year it's been the opposite. So agents have been like, oh, there's going to be like five people at an auction, and seven are turning up. And two of those people are coming out of the woodworks, like almost haven't seen the property. I thought that was really interesting. For me, I use the power of three. So what I utilize is when an agent says to me they've got at least three or more registered bidders, typically not before we're having a discussion around this, I triple it. All right. So if they say it's three, I go to say to my buyers, there's likely six to nine. All right. If there's five, there's likely probably 10 to 15. When they say there's one or two, I usually just add one or two on. I don't think I'm going to triple that number. You feel that's the same for you as an agent. If I asked you, how true for how close to the pin, or what is your theory on the bidder numbers to share with a buyer?
To be honest, we're probably be quite open and honest.
Okay, so what does that look like? If you have three, do you say there's three, or do you give a range of two to four?
No, I'd be probably, if there was three, and it depends how solid they are as well.
Okay.
So if we've got three solid, and then maybe there's a random person that's come through and they're like, how many come to the auction? But like, look, we've had three solid people. We expect roughly three. Yep. We'll always put in roughly of that because, you know, you don't want to suddenly say, oh, there will definitely be three at the auction and then there's bloody none because people don't turn up.
Correct.
But if there is going to be an absolute bustling auction and we know it, yep, we will probably say five to six roughly and keep it at that because we also don't want to scare off.
So if it got to like eight bidders, nine registered, 10, you may not say there's eight, nine or 10. You may say there's five or six.
It'd be like,
because you said five or six is enough for people are still interested, but you don't want to scare them away. That's part of your job is not to scare people.
Yeah. Like so we'd probably use at least five. We think five because yes, the problem is if you start saying six or seven,
correct,
and you know you've had more. There could have been three people, but you've said oh there's going to be eight. Those three people don't rock up, and then you might also have three or four not rock up, and then some of them had bigger budgets.
Yeah, things can change, right? I think as buyers and buyers agents, but particularly buyers, they assume they know. The agent knows everything about it, but how often have you seen people turn up to bid who have never seen the property before, haven't reviewed the contract?
Mate, it has happened more frequently than not that we have sold a property to someone that has seen it 15 minutes prior.
Yeah, wow.
No contract changes. There was one start of last year, I think.
Yep.
Somewhere in Chatswood. I think it was the start of last year. A couple bought a property, realized that they didn't want to live in it anymore. Unit on the market, yep. We're like, well, this is going to be a bit tough. And person rocked up, hadn't even bought it. Don't even think he spoke to his wife. Sorry, hadn't looked at it. Hadn't looked at it before, 15 minutes prior. Bidded at auction, two, three bids. Auction done and dusted.
Secured and away they go.
Secured. And I'm like, yeah, cool, mate.
No, it does happen. And I think even from my side, I've had times where I've turned up to auctions and agents have said, these are the three bidders, and someone's literally walked in last minute and the agent's going, and even the person has then won and said, hadn't seen it, just walked past. Like, oh my God.
So I think probably maybe then a tip for the regular viewer, the one that's not a buyer's agent, I think whether you're, if you're interested in a property and you want it and it's at auction, go to the auction.
Correct.
Just correct. Go
what do you do if, as an agent, let's say the week leading up, you've got a couple of people who look like they're going to be right for the auction. 24 hours out, even just the night before, both of them let you know they're no longer participating. Will you cancel the auction because you've got no one the night before and no leads? You just cancel and go, do you know what? We'll just cancel and forget about our Saturday. What do you do?
Generally speaking, we always try and hold the auction.
So even there's no one likely to turn up and even register.
If we've...
I think it's the right thing to do.
But I think Generally, we try and hold that auction.
Yeah.
Because you just don't know who's going to be there. And because in New South Wales, auction conditions last all day, someone could end up ringing up on that day. Like, just say it passes in, someone comes in and it's still technically under auction conditions.
Yep.
And you don't have to worry about trying to get a 66W, waving off the cooling off period. And it can be done and dusted.
Yep. That's interesting, the difference with the auction. So hopefully it's been useful. Just a little fun one today, talking about different auction sort of setups and so forth. I've got three quick questions for you.
Three quick questions, Chris.
I do indeed, for you, my friend.
Oh, I love these.
This is one you asked me to ask you, right? You may not remember.
I don't remember.
When you're out and about, it's a warm day and you want an ice cream. How do you like your ice cream?
Oh, this one. Okay, I absolutely love it. Nice and quickly. So you're going to get two waffle cones. You're going to ask...
It's not going to be nice and quick, but go on.
You're going to get two waffle cones, but you start off with one waffle cone. You're going to have chocolate as the first one because you can't screw up. No one can screw up chocolate. Then you're going to have two flavors you want to try out to test yourself a bit, and then you're going to have your second favorite on top so you can start off with something good, try some stuff in the middle, chocolate on the bottom. Then... if you're in Denmark or it is some places in Australia, soft ice on top and any other stuff you can put on there. And then the second waffle cone is because no one likes leaky ice cream onto the hand, so pop that second waffle cone underneath and Bob's your uncle.
Okay, told you was going to be a good one. You waiting for me. You didn't even know that I was coming with that.
But I completely forgot about that.
You asked me a while ago. Okay, second one, a bit more yes or no. Someone cuts you off in traffic. Right, they absolutely do the wrong thing, jam themselves into the space they shouldn't be, but they give you a nice wave.
Oh, mate, best mates.
Best mates still.
Best mates. Don't want to ask me the reverse.
Now, we're sad to see the banana, your previous car go to God. But in your, I'm not going to ask type and everything else. I just want to know, what's one thing your new car must have?
Aircon.
Short but sweet. Short but sweet. What's the homework? Oh, go on.
Not a hole in the exhaust.
Okay. That's sounds like they're both air related. Very good. Okay. Homework for the week. We love a comment in our YouTube comments. If you can go there and put a comment down there. There's been a few feisty ones of late that we had to go back and forth on. So keep them coming. Keep us on our toes.
Positive, negative, upbeat, sad, whatever
it
is.
One was about real estate agents. Not worth it. The person said they're not worth it so much that they'll quit their job, learn to become an agent to sell their own property and then just go back to work. That's how easy your job is.
Yeah, it's so easy.
So easy. But otherwise, yeah, thank you all for dropping by and see you next week.
Perfect. Fucking oath.
Fucking oath.